Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, September 22nd. Yes, it's a beautiful September 22nd. We have reached the fall season. So Facebook Live, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to live. Scott Lucas, good to connect with you this afternoon. Look forward to coaching you. Welcome to Facebook Live. This is the Golden Mastermind Seminars, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, Facebook Live. This call originally has its origins going back to 1998, when it was a 2 o'clock in the afternoon, California, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live conference call. So welcome to Facebook Live, everyone. Lori, Eric Graybill, welcome, Eric, in Jackson, the Jacksonville area. Wojo, welcome to the Facebook Live. Larry Wasserman, welcome. Good to see you, Wojo. Kevin Clinton Paulson, welcome. Good afternoon, Larry. Awesome to see you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a really good call today, or really good Facebook Live for you today. David Price, honored to be your coach and good friend here. So I'm going to cover today the reflexes of sobriety and recovery. And this is applicable in anything you do in life. So the content, you'll be able to apply it, whether it's in a business, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in life, or whether it's your children, because the content is specifically how to go from reacting to responding. And this will be important whether you're selling, communicating, connecting, you're homeschooling your children, because I know there's a lot of challenges in teaching children in today's narrative. Diane Hunt, so good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Diane is my client and friend who moved her family from New Jersey to beautiful Utah, where she is experiencing the good life. And she is an exceptional mom, a mother of three, while being a business owner and doing her best to navigate the system with children at home. How many of you on today's Facebook Live have children at home and you had to adapt and adjust to the situation because of how challenging it is? Another one of my clients, former clients, who is an exceptional woman, Stephanie Locariccio, is just messaging me on the other, in my messenger there. I was Stephanie's coach for a number of years. I'm just going to click her off right here. I just saw one of her lives earlier today, and she's out there doing the same thing. Zach Bazanza, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. For those of you who have not met Zach, Zach is the son of Lisa Bazanza. Zach is crushing real estate at 22 years young, crushing. C-R-U-S-H-I-N-Z. Zach is closing sales monthly at 22 years young, and congratulations. So welcome, everyone. And it is my absolute honor and privilege to be here with you. I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of today's call. If you do not have this book, this is a very good follow book. This is called Healing and Recovery by David Hawkins. Any book by Hawkins is going to be great content for you, but specifically this book. Now, then, wherever you are in today's world right now, one of the areas that you want to really be focused on is raising your vibration, raising your energy, raising your consciousness. There's so much going on around you. There's so much content being dispersed by 6 major news sources, then all the other sources in front, behind, and around them. I mean, all the social media sites. There's an overload of it. You want to be your best and do your best not to get overwhelmed and worried about a future that hasn't happened. You want to be focused to the best of your ability on what's right in front of you. Your children, your family, your loved ones, yourself, your health, your wealth. I mean, that's what you focus on, because anything outside of that is this, out of your control. And when you try and control being out of control, then you're overwhelmed. And if you're an addicted giver, server, codependent, enabler, over-obligator, you're also going to have tendencies to be overwhelmed. Now, today's content is designed to assist you on a deeper level of letting go. So when you leave the call today, you start to practice more abdominal breathing. I'm not talking about yoga breathing. I'm not talking about exercise breathing, just simple breathing where you connect your right brain with your gut so that you can separate the feelings from the event. several times throughout the day, practice abdominal breathing. You don't require a coach to do it. You don't require Pilates, yoga. You don't require a breath coach. You don't require a voice coach. You require realizing that you're overwhelmed and take longer, deeper breaths so that you release the neurons that wire and fire that form your anxiety. As you begin to practice this, the body now starts to interrupt the brain and the brain interrupts the body so that you're not the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety. That's step number one. And anyone can do this. You do not require investing any money in this. You require investing just a little bit of time a day. I'm talking as few as 5 to 10 minutes a day. You want to take at least 10 abdominal breaths a day so it gives your body some space between being in fight or flight. As you do this, your body begins to relax. It'll start to loosen up C1 and C2 in the non-dominant side of your neck. So I'm right-handed. This is C1 and C2 on the left side of my neck. If I grind my teeth at night, that means I'm going to start subluxating my neck. C1, C2, C7, rib head in the back, low back, lumbar on the right and left leg. So this is very important you start to understand just basics of this. You don't have to be a neuroscientist. Common sense. Just some simple skills on this, letting go. So you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Now in today's world, it's imperative that you have a business or a career that at least at present you feel has some level of recession proof. If you are a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas, you will be challenged. If you're a school teacher, that is going to be a challenging profession. I feel for the school teachers, I feel for the children, I feel for a lot of people because there's a lot of situations happening. A lot of businesses have been shut down, out of business. Orange Theory in California is kaput. There's yoga studios are shut down. It's going to be your responsibility to find a business from your home where you can create commerce, transactions, money. The way that we used to do businesses in meetings, events, seminars, rallies is not a way of life right now. People ask me every day, when are you going back to speaking? It's really not my choice. It's not like I'm speaking live right here, but I'm not going to be in hotels I have no idea. I'm not focused on that because it's just not going to happen right now. When's the next event? When are you going to do the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop? When's Breakthroughs to Success? I have no plans for it because there's nothing to plan for. Because now is now, and now is what I'm focused on. Now is near the end of the month. I'm focused on the next 7 days. And that's what you want to be able to do, is have this clearly defined short-term goals that you can accomplish. And to be able to do and be that, you require what is called inspiration, a reason bigger than your problems. Motivation wears off very quickly. Motivation is the spray paint on the rust. Inspiration is your purpose. It's the purpose that you're doing while you're doing. You don't have to have a purpose to change the world. That is, not only was that way too big before the pandemic, it was even bigger now. Focus on commerce, transactions, health, wellness, peace, staying focused on not being in conflict with anyone. Do your best not to prove someone wrong or right. Do your best to stay vigilant. Do your best to stay in your body so that you're here and now. Amy Gilbert, so good to see you. Aaron, great to see you. Who else do we have here? Triple Rate Insurance for Business here in Ontario. So Aaron Knight just informed me yesterday and then today in coaching that many businesses' rates are tripling if you have a traditional business. So that means if you have a business, a commercial business, that the insurance rate is going up in his city of Toronto. That means that be looking for a way to create commerce from the comfort of your home. Kimberly Ward is an exceptional wellness coach. She's someone I highly endorse, someone that you can absolutely receive great content and benefit from. Kimberly, give them your website or a way that you can be reached. Aaron, thank you for sharing the content here this afternoon. Aaron Monite, I must add, is a wealth of content for me. Aaron is a top-tier coaching client of mine. I've coached him for 2 years. He brings a lot of sobriety and recovery to the table. He's a first-class human being. Quinn Curtis, so good to see you, my brother. Awesome to see you, Quinn. Quinn's one of my longest clients. Maureen, I'm going to give you a little shout-out. Maureen Trainer Politi has more courage than any woman I've ever had the privilege of coaching. Maureen is a cancer victor. I don't like to use the word survivor. Maureen is a cancer victor, and she is very vigilant in that process. Thank you, Maureen, for being here. Maureen's attended many of my events, has been my coaching client for going on 4 years here. So thank you very much. David, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. So the message today is very clear. The message is to be vigilant. That means that you're going to GID, get it done. For those of you who have not met David Price, David is also a man on my Facebook Live today. He brings a lot of sobriety to Free Enterprise. He's a very skilled insurance broker. He's always recruiting top-tier talent. He has a business that you can create results from the comfort of your home. I highly recommend that you begin to find businesses that you can create the commerce from your home. That would be coaching, that would be wellness coaching, that would be certain types of healings you can do remotely, Reiki you can do remotely. There's other businesses that you can do. Diane Hughes Hunt has a technology that she can do quantum healing over a Zoom and a podcast in situations like this. But you definitely want to find ways that you have money that comes to you. And that means in recovery and sobriety, that means you start to focus on being good enough. You'll be in a mixed message if you have this story in your head. I'm not sure if, I don't know if, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. What about them? What about these people? I mean, today is the day that you're required to really let go and not be the mind-body connection, the events that created anxiety, fear, and doubt. Practically everyone in the world has anxiety, fear, and doubts because we're connected by a series of events that shape our feelings. The events that shape our feelings leave a neurochemical response that we either suppress, that means we know we do these situations, or we repress them, we systematically forget about them. We forget about them, we don't want to deal with them, we don't want to talk about them, we don't want to surrender our ego, we don't want to remember them, and that's what many people do. And then they drink a bottle of wine at night and they say, well, it's only a bottle of wine. And then that's what also puts weight on the body. We put weight on our body to keep ourselves safe. We have our dialogue with money is not conducive to creating money. And it's imperative that you become comfortable enough in Free Enterprise, like right now, because the future, the statement, the future is now, has never been more important than ever in the history of our world. There's nothing to plan for the future because there isn't one right now. Now, in context, what that means, it doesn't mean that you don't put money away. It means that you focus on the present more than you've ever fucking focused on it, because that is the only quantum time you have. You do not have tomorrow. Tomorrow is the most uncertain of uncertain times, and I'm certain of that uncertainty. So this is why my focus is RFN, and you figure what out that acronym means, is right now, Chief, right now. And that means that day to day, you stay in it. You're in it to be prosperous. You're not in it to win it. There is no winning and losing in today's world. You're not in it to win it. You're in it to be sufficient, self-sufficient. And you're seeing a lot of Americans, Canadians, Australians, starting to really step up to the plate and starting to understand that they may have to be self-sufficient. You can't depend on other people right now. I mean, you can depend on each other, us, but you can't really depend on governments right now. We are Americans, we're Canadians, we're Australians, wherever you are, we are. Find people you can really connect with of like mind, quality, like-minded, success, prosperity, reciprocity seekers that you can collaborate with. Form mastermind alliance groups, people you really relate to. Find people you can be in business with. Find people that are headed in the same direction you are in wealth consciousness, health consciousness. Attract your reality. People and situations that you feel that feeling with. I mean, there's never been a better time to create alliances, mastermind alliances, one or more of like mind come together for common causes. All of my clients that I coach that are on that edge of recovery and sobriety, I let them know I have 32 years of sobriety. I say, you can count on me. You can send me a message. If you're on that ledge, I'll talk you off of it. I've been on that ledge. I know that thin line. That's the razor's edge that David Hawkins talks about in one of his books, about that fine line between fear and faith, that fine line between I'm in or I'm out. I mean, you just can't afford to relapse in today's world. I mean, the time is just too precious. There's 86,400 seconds. It's a complete waste of time to be overwhelmed about what hasn't happened. Your focus should be, once again, on this: love, prosperity, reciprocity, production, results, and solutions. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, you focus on those situations. Don't focus on the government. Don't focus on who's going to win and lose, what's going to happen in the after fact, the riots are going to happen, all this shit that hasn't happened because none of it's happened. Focus on here and now. I mean, Once again, it's never been more apparent than the future is now. And really understand the context of what that means. That doesn't mean you don't goal set, but it means there's just too much uncertainty to do anything than be focused like one day, one week, one month, one quarter. I mean, I know a lot of you are going, oh my God, November 3rd, November 4th. I mean, today. I mean, focus on today. Focus on the end of the month. Focus on the start of the month. October 1st is right around the corner. It's 8 days away. Be focused. Be committed. Create results. Now, be and stay in a very relaxed body. Now, what does that mean? It means that you do your best not to overwhelm yourself. You do your best to find a way to be and stay productive. And if you can't go to a gym or exercise, walk around the block. Create a daily method that you operate your life on. A simple one. So simple that you can duplicate it tomorrow. Be so simple that you can do it every day, 7 days a week. Create a routine that is so simple. I mean, it requires it. You require simple emotional discipline with the daily method that you operate in so you're not winging it. You require clearly defined short-term goals, 1 day, 1 week, so that you can stay focused. And then a 1 week game plan. I used to teach a 90-day game plan. I've condensed it down to a 1 week game plan. 7 days. Follow through in 7 days. Kayla, good to see you this afternoon. Lisa Fay, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. And in recovery, you want to be able to teach yourself how to respond to the situation. So if you're in anxiety, if you're addicted to a set of feelings, your body's going to run your brain and you're going to consistently react to the feelings. It means you're going to go into fight or flight. You're going to drop a shoulder, raise a shoulder, and you're going to be in defense mode. Your brain's going to go into your reptilian brain. Your analytical egoic mind goes into adrenaline and it kicks into what is called the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is the brain that sees lions and tigers and goes, oh my God, I can't write this content because I'm not sure if I could put myself out there. I can't communicate with that person because I haven't. I haven't, so I can't. So what I will do is just get ready to get ready. I will educate myself. I will medicate myself on more knowledge. I'll intoxicate myself in knowledge, getting ready to get ready. If you're a day trader, make the trades. If you sell insurance, qualify the prospects for your time, present the policies. If you're a network marketer or a direct salesperson, you have benefits, products, features, and services, be able to present those to people 6-7 days a week. Stay productive because your financial present, not your future, your financial present is dependent upon it. And if you're not in this centrifugal energy, if you're not in this momentum, then you're going to be very static, waiting for the election, waiting for the new year, waiting for this all to pass, waiting for the new normal. I mean, just get clear on this. No one even knows what normal means anymore. No one has any idea what next year is going to be. Nobody does. It's all speculation. The only thing you have is right here, is right now, is 86,400 seconds. And at midnight, you receive a new bank called time. At midnight tonight, the day turns over. It'll be September 23rd at midnight, and you are granted another 86,400 seconds. You're going to sleep until 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You're going to get up, and about 1/4 of that day is going to be gone in rest. Rest in a very relaxed body, and then the rest of that day, produce in a very relaxed body. You cannot do that when you're overwhelmed in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Your focus has to be focused on production, results, the solution, and then whatever you have in your families and whatever you have going on around you, you also require that. But if you're not being that person, then you're trying to do. That's force. So the objective in a very relaxed body is to be your best you. And your best you is your best you without any anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's called an infinite self. An infinite self is not dependent on any outside influence. This is why it's important that you're able to produce right here at your desk. And this right here is my chair and my ass is in it. That's an acronym that I coined called ass in chair. And it's a synonym for meaning a stationary place that you create results from. Whether it's a desk or wherever it is, it's right here and it's right now. And this is your opportunity to be able to create commerce in free enterprise. I coach Forex traders, day traders, insurance brokers, insurance agents, network marketers, direct salespeople. I coach one man that's worth $55 million who owns three businesses. I coach dentists that are worth eight figures. I mean, I coach many, many people from many walks of life. I coach people who are first-time business owners who are just getting started. I coach addicts, alcoholics, people in recovery, people are at rock bottom. I've coached 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one. I have 32 plus years. I'll have my 33rd year of sobriety in December. I was an addict for 14 years. I know what it feels like to hit rock bottom three different times. My addictions took me to multiple DUIs, public intoxications, hit and run, selling controlled substances. I mean, I bottomed out. I was the all-American boy who went south. I was a blackout drinker. I hit rock bottom at 31. I actually hit it at 27, 29, and 31. It seemed to be every 2 years I'd find a different level of rock bottom. So I know what it feels like to be this. I also know what it feels like to be in recovery, sobriety, and then start to scale the map of consciousness. Now, scaling consciousness means as you move into sobriety, you start to move into a higher level of sobriety that is called recovery. And in recovery, you're able to recover much quicker from a relapse. So if you emotionally relapse in recovery, you're able to respond much quicker, and you're able to go right back into recovery free of guilt and shame. But if you use guilt and shame to try and force yourself to do an action that you avoid, then that's force. And you're not going to force yourself to success. You're going to be able to relax yourself to success. And if you're not able to do that, then you'll just keep chronically avoiding, and you'll end up tiptoeing quietly through life, and you will unfortunately pass the greatest passing, the pain of regret. And that's unfortunately what so many people do. Now, Valerie Hoganson is on today's Facebook Live. She's a Reiki master, someone I highly endorse. And she is, I've really watched her turn the corner in the last 2 years. I started coaching Valerie, it'll be 3 years ago in this fall. And I watched her absolutely begin to scale the map of consciousness. Now, the map of consciousness means the lowest level of consciousness is apathy. That's an emotion. That emotion transmutes feelings at about 25 to 50 cycles a second. Next in line is grief. Grief is a very, very low level of energy. Shame and grief and apathy are the three lowest of energies that we human souls, having a human experience, transmute our energy from. As you scale consciousness up into anger, anger is a higher level of energy. You actually can produce some results in anger. Anger is very ineffective most of the time. However, you can tap into anger and you can turn it on and fool yourself that your anger is passion, but it burns out relatively quickly. Anger is the highest level of anxiety, about 180 cycles a second. The game changes when you have the courage to face the facts, the courage to accept where you are. Now, once you cross courage into acceptance, you've really scaled consciousness. Because when you accept, now you're in honesty. And when you're in honesty, you're able to look at a situation for what it is without blaming them, and blaming you. You can own what you have done without blaming anyone else, and you can be right here, right now. But if you give energy to the past or anxiety to the future, you can't be here right now. Because you have 2 feet in the wrong places. You have a foot in the past and a foot in the future. Now you're overwhelmed. That's what overwhelmed means. A foot in the past about how overwhelmed you were, and how overwhelmed you were in the about how overwhelmed you are about the future. This is what just completely takes people out of the game, and they live up here in their upper body, transmuting energy at a very low level of emotional vibration. It's called the mixed message. So in any kind of sellable experience or sales, branding, marketing, you're virtually transmuting, please join me, but don't, I'm not sure if I'm good enough. Please don't join my business because I'm not sure if I can lead you. Why don't you go ahead and just reject me really quick so I can get it over with, so I can be right. I knew I shouldn't have gotten in this conversation. That's the mixed message that the ego likes to send to hold on to a familiar set of feelings called anxiety. As you start to address this, have a better understanding of what pure recovery and sobriety is. Sobriety doesn't mean you will yourself not to drink or you force yourself not to eat. That's not sobriety. Sobriety is when you actually surrender that your life has become unmanageable and you have hit the bottom, whatever that bottom is, and you are so fucking done with it that you just can't continue to live like this. That level of surrender is not a white flag. That's you're surrendering your ego to not be good enough. And as you begin to let go of that ego, the ego means the egoic mind, the analytically egoic mind that continues to process. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I could only have a job, but I hate a job, but I want to own a business. That's the emotional chatter that goes on through a large percent of the day for an overwhelmed, addicted person who's not ready to let go. Letting go is a pure skill that once you start to master that skill, your life will feel so liberated because you no longer have that mind-body connection. You can let go of people who owe you money without being pissed off or hating them. You can let go of people who have traumatized you, molested you, violated you, taken advantage of you, not paid you back, fired you, let you go, wronged you, shamed you, gaslighted you, torched you, violated you. All these situations, you can let them go because you realize the pleasure isn't worth the pain. You no longer live in the pain of regret. You live in the joy of pleasure. You let go of pain and you start to gravitate to pleasure. What is going to lead me to something that feels good rather than why do I continue to do this to feel bad? You let go of instant gratification. When people want me to coach them, or they tell me I'd like to hire you, but I'm just telling you right now, this is not an overnight process. Letting go is a skill. It's not just tell me how. If you just tell me, it's not a how. It's going to be your responsibility through my guidance as I show you how to not be the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. It's your objective would be able to interrupt a feeling in mid-moment. So you go, this always happens, and then you catch yourself. Instead of going, this always happens to me, you go, this doesn't always happen to me. I mean, you start to tell yourself this. You change the way you communicate between the body and the brain. Until you change this neurochemical addiction that you hold on to, the body will consistently run the brain, and then your body will operate first, and then your brain will catch up second. If this is so unconscious and it's so misunderstood that very few people understand it, then they keep eating over it, drinking over it, pornography over it, anorexia, bulimia, compulsive debting, spending, sex addictions, under-earning, underachieving, chronic debting. These are all the situations that people continue to perpetuate to create the same set of feelings. Now, this is not difficult. It is new, and it can absolutely be accomplished one day at a time. In a 90-day period, you'll start to see results. In a 90-day period, you can start to change the way your body operates the brain. Now, for those of you who are brand new to my content and have not followed me for a number of years or are new to Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Lives, I host this live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Josh Moran, Jennifer Sparr, good to see you. Laura, Jimmy Miller, good to see you, my brother. I love to acknowledge all my clients, everyone that comes on here. I host this Facebook Live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This originally was a live conference call that I started in October of 1998. So you do the math on this. I've been hosting this live a long time. I also host a Facebook Live Monday through Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific. That's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 p.m. So look forward to connecting with you. I'll be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not taken advantage of a free 20-minute coaching call. Janet Del Cole, good to see you. A free 20-minute coaching call. Feel free to reach out there in Facebook Messenger and request. And I also have a 20-hour coaching package for a repeat client or existing client. So if you'd like to add on to your existing coaching, I do have a 20-hour coaching package at a unique marketing value. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Jimmy Miller, good to see you, my brother. John Ramsey, good to see you. Thanks, goodbye, and good afternoon, everyone. Amy, good to see you.